That's it. Cheer on the Badgers with Jones.
Badger football is on the air.
And the Badgers defense puts a touchdown on the board.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Does Trump's big bill end taxes on tips and overtime? No. President Donald Trump's new law exempts certain tip and overtime income from federal tax. But the deductions expire in 2028 and come with limits. Workers earning under $150,000 can deduct up to $25,000 in tips and $12,500 in overtime. Social Security, Medicare, and state taxes still apply. The Tax Policy Center says 2% of households will benefit from the tip provision, saving $1,800. The White House estimates $1,400 in average annual savings from the overtime deduction. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Badger football is brought to you by Case IH. Get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Fabic Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. Modelo, brewed for full-time Badger fans. And by Cenex, powered locally. This is the Badger pregame show.
Turning into a beautiful morning here in Madison, Wisconsin, after some pretty good thunderstorms rolled through the area just a few short hours ago. But knock on wood, we will stay dry throughout the course of the game as the Wisconsin Badgers get set to open Big Ten Conference play by hosting the Maryland Terrapins. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Alongside Mark Tauscher, I'm Matt LePay. It's the Badgers and the Terrapins meeting for just the fifth time ever. Wisconsin won the first four, including 3 years ago at Camp Randall Stadium. Big Ten play begins, and Tausch, as Luke Fickell stated after the game last Saturday and throughout the week, the season truly does start now. They know they got a lot of work to do, but maybe that helps them flush what happened last week in Tuscaloosa, knowing that now this is really where the money is when you start playing conference games.
Big Ten season gets started, and I think this is a critical game. You can kind of feel it around town and just in, you know, the locker room, and everybody I think realizes, you know, last week it was a tall task going down to Tuscaloosa and trying to, you know, win that game. I think we all would have liked to have seen maybe us play a little bit better, but you have a new opportunity. It's a new season, and I can remember back in the old days, you'd have a tough non-conference loss, and you could always say, well, the season is all in front of you. You can still accomplish everything that you're looking for. I think the big thing today is going to be trying to get this running game going. We have not seen that yet from this group, and I think when you're down in Platteville and you're watching, I don't know about you, I just felt like, boy, this is a really good stable of running backs. Give these guys an opportunity. And so far, I don't feel like they've gotten that. And I think today, if we're going to go out and have a clean game and look the way we want to look, that needs to improve. So a lot of tests ahead. Maryland's a good football team, and Wisconsin's going to have to up their game as the Big Ten conference season gets going.
We are about 1 hour away from the opening kick. Wisconsin and the Maryland Terrapins coming up. Our scouting report, as well as our Piggly Wiggly home field advantage, back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
And welcome back to our True Crime Podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, egg, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa, again, not a true crime podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit clearybuilding.com today and experience the Cleary difference.
On the football field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you're ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join our team today at join139.com.
Everyone wins when we take care of the environment. GFL delivers affordable, sustainable waste handling solutions to keep customers green for life. Diverse services include commercial waste and recycling collection, roll-off dumpster rental, and more. Customizing options to meet your specific business needs. GFL is the total solution. A local, trusted service provider in solid waste collection, recycling, and disposal services, providing you with safe, dependable, and efficient solid waste and recycling services. Green today. Green for life. GFL.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill.
Celebrate responsibly. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. This is Badger football.
Tight pocket. Down he goes. Inside the 40-yard line.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio. Our Badgers pregame coverage continues. Wisconsin and Maryland this afternoon. Fifth all-time meeting. The Badgers winning the first four, mentioned 3 years ago. In miserable conditions, Wisconsin defeated Maryland 23-10. Taos, you remember that? Everlast was in town. Celebrating the anniversary.
Rainy.
Jump around.
Yeah. Jump around. I think they had Wise and Grams and Sonny and the whole crew.
Yes.
That got that thing. Wando, of course. You got to make sure Wando gets his love. But I do remember that. It looks like the weather's going to be better today for this Terrapin matchup.
I remember talking with Jim Leonard, who is at that point was the interim head coach. I said, Jim, you played in a lot of bad weather. And he said that was about as bad as any conditions that he's ever been a part of. I said, Jim, you played in Buffalo, Denver, Cleveland. He said, yeah, but it would snow there. We needed, you know, and you know that if it's 30, you know, if it's 37 and rainy and windy, and that's kind of what it was like.
You would, as a player, would take the snow 100 times out of that, like side sleeting rain, and you can't see anything. And I'm sure for skill guys, they probably would feel the same way. For me, and I think for linemen, we want it as mucky and ugly and filthy as you could possibly get it.
The only reason it wasn't filthy is because you play in the artificial surface, yep. But there wasn't a whole lot pretty about that day. But the Badgers did win 23-10. They've been winning in the four meetings by an average of like three touchdowns. We'll see what happens here today. Mike Locksley in his seventh year as the head coach. This is his third time around, though, at Maryland. Was an assistant with the Terrapins in the late 90s, the offensive coordinator from 2012 to 2015. Been around, was on the Alabama staff under Nick Saban for a few years, a head coach at New Mexico. They were bowl-less last year. They won just one conference game, and that was in large part because of Billy Edwards leading a comeback against USC. But their bowl season has been much like Wisconsin's here this decade. They've won the Pinstripe Bowl against Va Tech, won the Duke's Mayo Bowl against NC State a couple of years ago, took down Auburn in the Music City Bowl, where Billy Edwards was the MVP. New offensive coordinator this year, Pep Hamilton, who's been around for a minute, 15 years in the NFL, most recently with the Houston Texans a couple of seasons ago. But he was a Stanford offensive coordinator when the Cardinal beat Wisconsin in the Rose Bowl following the 2012 season. Also some time on the Michigan staff as the assistant head coach from 2017 to 2018. Very accomplished in his career, and now in his first year as the OC with the Maryland Terrapins. Time for our home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly. Shop the pig. Well, Tosh, you mentioned at the top, neither team really is running it well. Wisconsin's 15th in the league in yards per game. Maryland is last. So which team can establish the run? And if you're Wisconsin, Billy Edwards out there, you really better protect him. Danny O'Neill has to stay at the ready, but whoever it is, and it could very well be both, got to be able to run it. We'll see with some young guys in the offensive line if they're able to do that.
I think Wisconsin, obviously, these first three games, it has not been up to standard, and I think that's where a lot of the frustration comes. So then you just start figuring out, and we saw Grimes did a really good job of making some adjustments, getting the wide receivers involved, doing more lateral things to kind of stretch the defense and try and make that running game a little more, impressive. But I think today it's going to come down to who's going to be able to protect the quarterback, because, with Billy playing, I think you're going to want to see him spin it a little bit. You're going to try to get them to soften it. And when you do that, that hopefully opens up that run game.
I've got to think that Wisconsin will do a better job of maybe at least getting Malik Washington out of sync here today. Christian Allegro had the sack early in the game last week. It looked like a time or two they got some pressure on Ty Simpson, and credit to him, he made the throws, and for much of the day it wasn't, he was pretty clean in the pocket. But I keep thinking this Wisconsin defense will be better, and hopefully starting today again, getting back and getting some heat on the quarterback.
No doubt. And I mean, no offense to Maryland, but their offensive line is not Alabama's. I think I really thought Alabama's tackles last week in what has really been a bright spot for this team, the defensive line and those edge guys the first couple weeks with their relentless pressure. You're going to need to see that today, because this quarterback is a good player. I think Washington gets out of the pocket. He can run. I think you want to corral him and make him throw checkdowns and short passes, because you watch some of the Towson game or the Northern Illinois, and you kind of see that the ball gets batted down. He hasn't quite figured out how to maneuver in the pocket and find those windows to make those check down throws. So you want to heat him up and he is a freshman, put pressure on him, make him make decisions, and hopefully you're going to see some mistakes in this defense, creating some turnovers and some short fields to build a little confidence for this offense.
This is the first road game for Maryland. It's also the first Power Four conference opponent. The wins for the Terrapins out of conference against Florida Atlantic, Northern Illinois. Thomas Hammock's team gave Maryland a good go in that game. It was eventually 20-9, but it was 13-9 Maryland in the fourth quarter. And then last week, it was an FCS opponent, Towson, where Maryland won big. So we'll see how Malik Washington and a lot of other young Terps, both sides of the ball, especially the defensive side, getting their first taste of a road environment and their first taste of a Power Four opponent. That is your home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly. Shop the pig. Stay with us. Our pregame coverage continues with our player profile presented by Badgerland Chevy. Find your next truck, SUV, or electric vehicle at BadgerlandChevy.com. We'll visit with receiver Chris Brooks coming up next. This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill.
Celebrate responsibly. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
It's game day in Wisconsin, and nothing says game day like a Clements brat or hot dog sizzling on the grill. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, Clements brings you authentic, handcrafted flavor that's been a tradition for over 70 years. Whether you're tailgating outside Camp Randall or cheering from home, make every bite a winning play with Clements. Make it memorable with Clements brats and hot dogs. Pick up at your local store today.
Hey Badgers, ready to one-up your rivals off the field? Abbott and the Big Ten are back with the We Give Blood Drive. By showing up to donate blood, you can help your school win $1 million for student or community health. Score a limited edition home field designed Wisconsin t-shirt, and most importantly, save lives. Go to bigten.org/Abbott to find a donation location and put Wisconsin in the lead. That's bigten.org/Abbott.
All across the Badger State.
All the way! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
Our pregame show continues. Time for this week's player profile presented by Badgerland Chevy as we check in with redshirt junior receiver Chris Brooks out of St. Louis, Missouri. Comes into this season with one career catch. That was last season at Nebraska, but he put together a really good training camp, has worked his way up the depth chart. For a young man who's had to battle injuries, he has been a study in perseverance, and now he's a study in balance as he continues to get better and better every day on the football field. This guy is a full plate academically. Five classes in the fall semester.
Oh, yeah. That's biggest one of the biggest reasons I came here. Just obviously the football aspect of it. But, man, I looked at the degree. I'm like, I can't really pass that up. So, yeah, no, I fully... That's something important to me and important to my family, so that played a huge decision in it. So, yeah, can't really forget that. That's the main reason we're here.
Yeah.
But it's a little much at times.
You got a lot going on.
Yeah, five classes. Oh, my.
Yeah, that's a full plate, as I said. Football, obviously, is important to you as well, and you're really a lesson in perseverance, battling through injuries. You know, you were in the bowl game in Phoenix a few years ago, didn't play the following year. Got on the field, mostly special teams, right, a year ago. What was that like, and what pushed you through it? Because now you're obviously, your role continues to ramp up in the wide receivers room.
For me, honestly, it's just God. I relied on him so much. It's crazy just the way my journey has went and the progression and things I've gone through. But that's the most important thing, is just keeping him above everything. And it sort of gave me a sort of identity outside of football that allowed me to, like, football's not going my way. So, like, I knew who I was regardless of football, and that was a big part of this, just continuing myself. But other than God, my family, man, you know, we just had our game, got my first start. My family was so proud of me, and that sort of is what kept me pushing through it all. I just was in the weight room with Coach Austin, with the Devo, or the Hurt guys, but just, like, pushing, just envisioning, like, it's all going to be worth it one day. Like, I'm gonna get on that field, I'm going to start, like, my time's going to come. And it was sort of just trusting in that. And like I said, it started with just having my faith growing, and then just having faith in myself and wanting to be a light for my family. That's really where it came from.
Well, one of the things you said in that answer, that were actually multiple things, but you talk about being in the weight room. Obviously, you are put together well. You're catching passes as well. But offensive coordinator Jeff Grimes, who's been around for a minute or two, he's been in this game. He suggested in a session with the media a couple of weeks ago that you might be the best blocking wide receiver he's ever been around. Mm-hmm. Yes, catching the ball is great, but you must take a lot of pride in moving a defensive guy maybe where he doesn't want to go.
I definitely do. I mean, like you said, I started a lot of the games on special teams last year, but if you ever were to pay attention, you would see me get in, and it's like, oh, like, who's this 84 coming around to block? And that's just where I got my start, and it really started with Coach Guyton teaching me about, like, pull left, hit left. So it's just like, I take a lot of pride in it, because that's how I knew I would get on the field, honestly. And when I came here, I said, you don't get the ball unless you block. Like, and that's what Wisconsin football was before I got here, and that's why I want to make it. So I just really honed in on that, and I know I can do a lot of things that most receivers necessarily don't want to do, and I take pride in it. And I think that, like, sort of sets me – I'm not going to say sets me out, because, I mean, it's pushed the other receivers in the room too. Like, they see me doing it, and you get questioned, like, why can't you do it? And, like, I push them too. So it's – honestly, I just want the whole room to be like that. And so, yeah, I take a lot of pride in it, and I make sure my teammates take a lot of pride in it too. And I hope that's something we continue to get better at. But, yeah, that is definitely something that's very important to me.
You said in your answer people saw you number 84 running around. Now number one. well, what's behind the switch?
To be honest with you, I can't say where, but my dad played at a red school wearing number one.
Gotcha.
And, you know, growing up, my parents had me in high school, and I used to go to football games very young, and saw my dad make it to the NFL. But before he got to the NFL, I saw him in college wearing this number, and I'm like, okay, like, my favorite number growing up was two. But when I thought about it, I'm like, you know, church is obviously two, but I'm like thinking about my number, I'm like, how cool would it be for him, really? Because, I mean, that's all you ever want to do is just make your family proud, and I just want to make my dad proud. I'm like, I've been having a really good camp. Everyone loves me. I think I'm doing a good job. I see your number one's open. I'm like, I asked Vic in the spring, and I just kept my head down, kept working, and then just one lucky day in fall camp, they come in, Coach Guyton comes in wearing my number, and I mean, it was just everything I could dream of, honestly, better than I imagined. I was thinking, like, it's just going to be in my locker one day. I'm like, I'm praying to God. I'm like, I just hope it's in my locker tomorrow. Like, I kept walking in. I'm like, okay, just go back to work. And then we were going to unit meeting. So, really, I'm not expecting it. I'm just sitting there, like, I'm getting ready, got my notes ready, looking at the board. And then Coach Grimes was like, we got some people. And then they walk in, and, man, that's a feeling I'll never forget. But my dad, that's short answer, my dad.
Oh, that's cool.
But, yeah, I do it for him, do it for my family, but mainly I wear it for him.
And that is Chris Brooks Jr., and maybe he didn't want to say it, but we will. His father, Chris Brooks Sr., played at Nebraska, but that was when the Huskers were not yet in the Big Ten Conference. And that is this week's player profile. Stay with us. We'll continue with our pregame coverage as we'll hear from Patrick Herb and today's Badger Notebook. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Sometimes life's challenges leave you feeling alone. We all need someone who understands and listens without judgment. That's what the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline is for. 988 is free and confidential. trained counselors are ready to listen and provide support 24/7 for mental health and substance use concerns. You can contact 988 for yourself or for someone you know. Don't wait. Call or text 988 or chat online at 988wisconsin.org. 988 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you.
Jess Sims is always looking to take her performance to the next level. You got this, Jess.
We got this.
And she needs her money to work as hard as she does. That's why she uses U.S. Bank Bank Smartly Checking and Savings, which does exactly that, helping her track her spending and grow her money.
About the mental work.
Together, we'll achieve more than any of us could alone. That's the power of Jess, and this is the power of us. Visit usbank.com today to get started. Member FDIC, copyright 2025 U.S. Bank.
For over 100 years, Theba Cat has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local cat dealer, Theba Cat provides new and used heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and Theba Cat is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FabicCat.com or call your local Theba Cat store for more information. Theba Cat is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
Badger fans, just like a great football team needs a solid game plan, your retirement needs one too. This past July, lawmakers passed what some are calling the One Big Beautiful Bill, and it could have a major impact on your retirement strategy. From changes to required minimum distributions to new savings opportunities, the rules of the game are shifting. That's why at Drake & Associates, we want you to have a playbook. Our Retirement Ready Toolkit includes my book, Get Retirement Ready, along with complimentary guides to help you prepare. All you need to do is text TAX, T-A-X, to 262-578-5657. That's 262-578-5657. Don't wait until the fourth quarter of your financial life. Make sure you're retirement ready today. Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Advisory services offered through Drake & Associates LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Badger Sports Properties LLC is neither a current client nor an affiliated entity of, nor does it endorse Drake & Associates LLC. The Wisconsin Athletics is a paid sponsorship program.
Hey Badger fans, this is Brian Butch. Just like the Badgers, Potosi Brewing Company knows what it means to be part of a winning team. That's why they created Varsity Golden Ale, brewed with Wisconsin Athletics in mind. And the results are in. In one short year, Varsity has become one of the top-selling golden ales in the state. Even better, sales of Varsity have created significant impact for Wisconsin student-athletes through NIL. So next time you're cheering on the Badgers, grab a Varsity Golden Ale and be part of the team.
This is your home for the Badgers.
It is good! He hit it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
Our pregame coverage continues from Camp Randall Stadium. The Badgers and the Maryland Terrapins here, and it's dry, and hopefully it'll stay that way throughout the course of the game. Time for our Badger Notebook with Patrick Herb. Today is Celebrate Agriculture, the annual celebration, Celebrate Ag Day here at Camp Randall. But Patrick, while we're at it in the celebration mode, celebrate Wisconsin. We know the recruiting net has been cast, far and wide, but it does not discount those here from the state of Wisconsin, so we celebrate that a little bit today, too.
Yeah, part of the theme, in addition to Ag Day, is just celebrate Wisconsin, and so they're giving away koozies at the gate that have a cow print on them, and I know the video board will have some Wisconsin-themed hits today. And so, in that vein, let's celebrate who Wisconsin has and the identity of these homegrown Badgers. And there still are a lot of them. There are 35 players on this roster that were born in the state of Wisconsin. Among those, 11 are in the Wisconsin 2 deep. So guys that are playing. That 35 players come from 29 different cities across the state. We actually mapped it out for a graphic on the video board, and it's far and wide. It's fun to see. It's not just maybe the Milwaukee area or Dane County. There's a lot in the Fox Valley. There's northern Wisconsin. There's all the way over in the Hudson, Eau Claire area, and there's good representation from a lot of different areas. Wisconsin's 2024 recruiting class had 5 players from the state of Wisconsin, and some ones that they're really high on down the road. So Emmett Bork from Oconomowoc, Cooper Catalano, Germantown, Grant Dean from Neenah, Torin Petaway, who is injured for today's game, incidentally, from Middleton, and then Michael Roski from Middleton is also on there. So there is still an emphasis on doing that. This season, 16 Wisconsin natives have played. Some of them have already earned their degrees. Owen Arnett, Ben Barnett, Grover Bortolotti, Kerry Kadonko, they've already earned their degrees and are playing, and that means something, too, for these in-state guys to get that Wisconsin degree. 10 players on this roster played in a state championship game in Camp Randall Stadium, which is another cool thing, and we know that Wisconsin's All-American list is littered with Wisconsin homegrown talent. I was looking at it. Just since 2014, these Wisconsin natives are All-Americans. Leo Chanel, Tyler Biotis, Zach Bond, Bo Benchel, TJ Watt, Ryan Ramchek, Joe Schulbert, Melvin Gordon, Kyle Costigan. All Wisconsin homegrown talent.
Yeah, and, you know, on the flip side, Maryland, with Mike Loxley, he's tried to reestablish his recruiting base close to their home in the DMV, and that includes their quarterback, Malik Washington, 6'5", 230. He's a freshman. How have freshman quarterbacks fared here in recent times against the Badgers?
What a segue.
That's smooth.
That's seamless.
That's smooth.
My goodness. Well, I'm glad you asked. So Malik Washington, he's had a heck of a debut, obviously. First 3 games as a true freshman. And in fact, it's the 4th most passing yards by any true freshman over the last 7 years in college football. And he's among really big names when you look at the list of guys who've gotten that start early in their career and how they've done with it. He trails only Sam Hartman, who is at Wake Forest, JT Daniels at USC, and Jaron Keave Songapolutele from Cal. I've worked on that one
That's
all night.
That's good effort right there.
Tried, okay. He's a freshman on Cal this season. He's a name to know, even if I can't say it. But some of the names that he's ahead of, Jaden Daniels, when he was at Arizona State, threw for a lot of yards in his first game, Sam Howell, Dylan Rayola from Nebraska, Bryce Underwood at Michigan is on that list right now, Bo Nix, Adrian Martinez, so some big names. I went back and I also looked at how many times has Wisconsin faced a true freshman in a game, because it's probably going to happen in back-to-back games here, knowing that Wisconsin's next game is Michigan, where Bryce Underwood has been taking the snaps at center. He's also a true freshman. So it's happened 8 times since 2010. That's as far back as my data could go. So 8 times, 4 of them have come here at Camp Randall. The most recent one was last year against Dylan Rayola in Nebraska. Before that, Garrett Rangel from Oklahoma State in the bowl game. The 4 times that a true freshman has come here to Camp Randall, Artur Sitkowski from Rutgers in 2018, Adrian Martinez, Nebraska 2018, Christian Hackenberg, Penn State in 2013, and Philip Nelson from Minnesota in 2012. Wisconsin went 3-1 in those games against the freshman starting quarterback. Christian Hackenberg and Penn State beat the Badgers in 2013. I was hoping that the stat would reveal that freshman quarterbacks have really struggled here and that it's going to be an indicator for today's game. Unfortunately, it's really not the case. Sitkowski for Rutgers threw for 261 yards with a touchdown, no picks. Martinez, 384 yards with 2 touchdowns, no picks. And he had 57 yards rushing in the TD. Hackenberg, 339 with 4 touchdowns, no picks. And then Philip Nelson struggled, 149 with 2 picks and 67 yards rushing. So let's pin it on that this could be another day like Philip Nelson in Minnesota.
I'll never forget talking with Gary Anderson, who was the coach in 2013 after the Penn State game. Bill O'Brien was the head coach, and Gary, it was a big slice of humble pie. He said they did a great job with him and what the plays they were dialing up. So let's hope they don't dial up much for this guy.
Yeah, let's hope they didn't call O'Brien before this one.
All right, we got a birthday we're celebrating today?
Yeah, this week it's all about Bucky Badger. He's turning 85. The fun doesn't end after today's game either. The party begins today, but then we're celebrating 4 decades of Bucky during the game today. They're having a bunch of alumni from Bucky Badger that are going to be recognized during the game. But after this, subsequently this week, on September 27th, it's a football bye week, so there's other things to do. The Badgers are hosting Bucky's birthday bash with a pep rally at the Overture Center on September 27th, followed by a walking parade down State Street. The UW Marching Band is going to be involved, all the way down to the terrace where they're going to debut the new Babcock ice cream, which is Bucky's birthday brownie bash flavor. Say that five times fast. And Wisconsin Athletics is also partnering with Wisconsin schools to find educational ways to help celebrate Bucky's birthday in classrooms around the state. And then lastly, on October 8th, kind of a cool project is debuting. PBS Wisconsin has done a documentary on kind of the history of Bucky Badger, how it developed, what it means to be a Bucky, and what his lore is in the culture of Wisconsin. And that's going to debut on October 8th at the Union South Theater. Do a special screening of that. Get all your Bucky's birthday information at UWBadgers.com.
There you go. That's a good knowledge right there. How many Buckys did you know in your time here? Any?
You know what? Not really. No, okay. I they don't speak much, so I've never really got to know any of them.
They kept a low profile, sort of.
I did do the math. So Bucky's turning 85, and he does push-ups after every time Wisconsin scores. So what would the score have to be for Bucky to do 85 total touchdowns today? 27 points gets you there. Three touchdowns, two field goals, or four touchdowns and a field goal, 31. So let's get greedy and let's get 30 and make him do 85 push-ups.
Make him work on the as we approach the birthday. Thank you, Patrick. He's Patrick Herb, and that is today's Badger Notebook and Bucky Knowledge. Stay with us. Our pregame chat with head coach Luke Fickle, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road, is coming up. Buying your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Badger fans, when the rules of football change, coaches adjust their playbooks. The same goes for retirement planning. In July, Washington passed what's being called the One Big Beautiful Bill, and the changes could affect when and how you take money out of your accounts. At Drake & Associates, we're here to help you call the right plays. Our Retirement Ready Toolkit includes my book, Get Retirement Ready, plus complimentary guides to help you understand the new rules of the game. Text TAX, that's T-A-X, to 262-578-5657. That's texting TAX to 262-578-5657. Don't get caught off sides when it comes to your retirement future. Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Advisory services offered through Drake & Associates, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Badger Sports Properties, LLC, is neither a current client nor an affiliated entity of, nor does it endorse Drake & Associates, LLC. The Wisconsin Athletics is a paid sponsorship program.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. Ooh, I love Minnesota.
This is Hero Gravel.
The Lansom Bluffs, incredible.
Minnesota is a cyclist dream.
There's a good part.
Plan your trip at exploreminnesota.com.
That was a fun ride.
What a view.
There's hiking.
I love how pretty all the different colors are layered.
And then there's fall hiking in Minnesota.
That's gorgeous.
Minnesota is a hiker's paradise. Plan your trip at exploreminnesota.com.
Whether you're cheering for the Badgers or caring for your land, we know you're all in all season long. And Case IH compact and utility tractors are all in too. Mowing, digging, hauling. Our equipment, designed to meet the needs of America's farm fields, makes caring for your home field easier. Your Case IH dealer can show you how our equipment can make this season a winning one. Case IH, built by farmers.
Hey, Drew Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Badger football all season long.
And this game is underway with a bang.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house.
In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
Pre-game coverage continues. Time for our pregame chat with Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. Let's dive right in. Maryland, a team that I know that it was a tough year last year, but as we see in college football, things can change. They have a ton of new faces. Start with the quarterback. I know we talked about him on Wednesday night, Malik Washington. Seems like he's a freshman. You know, there probably will be bumps along the way, hopefully today, but he seems like he checks the boxes, right? The arm strength, the mobility, all of that.
Well, you don't become one of those five-star quarterbacks without obviously starts with ability, but then obviously it's the preparations and the things that you've been doing for a long time, in particular at that position. You know, so he's been trained for this, and you can see he's had this is a great opportunity for him, and he's taken advantage of it.
With a ton of weapons. I know they're trying to get their running game going, but it's a lot of skill, both sides of the ball, but a really good-looking receiver core that will present challenges not just today, but throughout all the other teams are going to play here this fall, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's not going to be a lack of talent. When you get into the league, I don't care who it is. You know, everybody's going to have some talent. They're going to have some skill levels, you know, that you're going to, you know, have to plan for, right? You're going to have some answers for. That is what we're going to see today. You know, these guys have got some skill that you got to be aware of, you know, obviously combined with a quarterback that can, you know, really sling the football. So again, we know what it's going to be like. We, after last week, we saw, you know, as good a skill as, you know, there could be in the country. But I don't think that we're not going to see some similarities, whether it's today or down the road.
Yeah, the skill, and then a coordinator who's been around for a minute in Pep Hamilton, in the NFL and college. I would imagine you're somewhat familiar with him.
No, I think he was at Michigan for a long while too. So obviously very spent a lot of time, or played against him quite a few times. Does a great job, but you can see a growth from what you would have seen in the past in college, and what maybe you see some guys that have taken from the NFL stuff.
The Big Ten has changed. We talk about it on your radio show, where college football has changed. You can start thinking about the playoffs and all of that, but just getting into conference play, I would imagine a different vibe. You talk to fans like, okay, league play starts now. And we've talked about the leadership group that you have. Those guys, their roles become more important now as you get into conference play, I would think.
It's a grind. That's really what the journey looks like, and that mountain that we always talk about looks like is the league. And I think we mentioned it on the radio show just about, okay, let's make sure we understand, you know, whether you got these new guys or this new world of, you know, everybody talking about the bigger picture of playoffs and things like that. We don't lose sight of still the most important thing, and it's league play, because that's where things really amp up, and that's when you're supposed to be playing your best ball, right? I mean, not that, you know, it's preseason in those first few games, but as you get into league play, it's there's no easy route.
There used to be that line about freshmen, they can't become freshmen, but usually that's like in late October, early November. You're at a point where you need freshmen to become sophomores here in September, don't you?
We are. And you know, there's only one way to be able to do that, and that's to actually get yourself on the football field and play. You know, what you love as a coach is, yeah, I'd love to have those guys that are, you know, maybe in the two deep and backups, and, you know, they're getting reps every single day and preparing themselves for if that opportunity arises. You don't always want to say, hey, we got a redshirt freshman or true freshman in some of those positions that you know, that they're going to play a whole game. But that's the nature of, you know, what you got to be able to do. And so these guys got to grow up. They got to grow up fast in a world where, you know, everybody wants people to grow up fast. It's just in college football, you know, it's a little bit more difficult just with the nature of how teams have been built over the last 4 or 5 years.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. Our pregame conversation presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. We'll check out other games in the conference coming up this weekend, as well as the starting lineups. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, this is Brian Butch. Just like the Badgers, Potosi Brewing Company knows what it means to be part of a winning team. That's why they created Varsity Golden Ale, brewed with Wisconsin Athletics in mind. And the results are in. In one short year, Varsity has become one of the top-selling Golden Ales in the state. Even better, sales of Varsity have created significant impact for Wisconsin student-athletes through NIL. So next time you're cheering on the Badgers, grab a Varsity Golden Ale and be part of the team.
Jess Sims is always looking to take her performance to the next level.
Palms facing you, then you're going to switch.
You got this, Jess.
We got this.
And she needs her money to work as hard as she does. That's why she uses U.S. Bank Bank Smartly Checking and Savings, which does exactly that, helping her track her spending and grow her money.
About the mental work.
Together we'll achieve more than any of us could alone. That's the power of Jess, and this is the power of us. Visit usbank.com today to get started. Member FDIC, copyright 2025 U.S. Bank.
Whether you're cleaning up to host a backyard game day party or just powering through your fall projects, you can count on the performance of Steel. From blowers to chainsaws, Steel tools are built to go the distance. With legendary quality and real dealer support, you'll find the right tool and the right team for every job. Steel, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! Jim Leonard brings it all the way back!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey parents, how's the school shopping going?
Are you loving it, or are you slowly losing your insanity? While school shopping can be stressful, just know Junkyard Bar and Grill is going to make it better. When you finally check off that last item on the list, set the GPS to Junkyard Bar and Grill. Stop for a drink, a great meal, or simply enjoy some adult time. Every time at Junkyard Bar and Grill is a good time. Recharge those tired nerves to parent another day. Junkyard Bar and Grill is the best place to celebrate after school shopping this year.
Wisconsin Badgers football proudly brought to you on 97.5 FM WFHR by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Rapids Transmission, Junkyard Bar and Grill, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen all season long on 97.5 WFHR, streaming live at WFHR.com and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
Check out the other games today involving Big Ten teams at a conference, but it's an old Pac-12 matchup. Oregon and Oregon State, that'll kick at 2 o'clock Central Time. The sixth-ranked Ducks are big favorites in that game. Big one in Lincoln today as the Nebraska Cornhuskers will host number 21 Michigan. Nebraska's last win against a top 25 team was in 2016. A lot of folks in Lincoln thinking that streak might end here today. Michigan, we'll see what the Wolverines have to say about it. Out of conference, the Purdue Boilermakers, 2-1, make the trip to Notre Dame. The Irish still in the top 25, but looking for their first win. They're 0-2 at the early stage of this season. Really intriguing game tonight down in Bloomington as number 19 Indiana will host Brett Bielema and the ninth-ranked Illinois Fighting Illini. Also tonight, an old Pac-12 or Pac-10, most recently Pac-12, Washington and Washington State. Huskies, big favorites in that game. Michigan State will be at the Coliseum taking on USC. Last night in the Big Ten, Pretty wild one. Iowa and Rutgers. The Hawkeyes getting a couple of fourth quarter touchdowns to defeat the Scarlet Knights 38-28. Of course, the Badgers will host Iowa a few weeks down the road, but the next home game for Luke Fickell's team will be against the Iowa Hawkeyes. Time now for a UW Health injury update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. And it's a rather busy list among the Badgers who are out today. Charles Perkins out for the second straight game. Jake Renfro, the center, unavailable today. And Preston Zachman, who suffered a lower body injury last week in the game at Alabama, he is out. So Matt Young will move into the secondary, working alongside Austin Brown at the safety spots. Kerry Kadonko is listed as questionable. Likewise for outside backer Corey Walker. Billy Edwards is listed as questionable, but he is in line to get the starting call here at quarterback here today. And that is your UW Health injury update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Let's move on to the U.S. Bank starting lineups. At U.S. Bank, we team together to support our customers and our community. Stop by your local U.S. Bank branch today. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. For the Maryland Terrapins on defense up front, we had Big Ian Thomas at the nose, 6'3", 328-pound redshirt sophomore. He is flanked by Cam Rice, 6'2", 303, grad student, a transfer from West Virginia, also has been at Ohio University in his career. And Dylan Fontes is the defensive end, 6'6", 292-pound junior. The linebackers, it's a good-looking linebacking core. Inside is Trey Reddick, 6'4", 318, a sophomore out of Hampton, Virginia. Their leading tackler is Daniel Wingate, 6'2", 230. He is a junior. On the outside are Sidney Stewart, 6'2", 255-pound freshman, who has three sacks so far this season. Zahir Mathis is on the other side. He's also a freshman, 6'6", 222 pounds out of Philadelphia. He has 2.5 sacks this season. On the corners are Braden Lee, a redshirt freshman, 6'1", 178 pounds, but highly regarded out of Upper Marlboro, Maryland. And Dante Joyner, 6 feet tall, 180 pounds, a junior out of Lakeland, Florida. The safeties are LeVane Scruggs, 6'3", 215, a junior from Baltimore. And Jalen Husky out of Frederick, Maryland, 6'2", 201 pounds. He is a senior, and that's the Maryland defense. For the Wisconsin Badgers on offense here today, Riley Malman, again, the left tackle, 6'8", 318-pound, fifth-year senior at Lakeville, Minnesota. Joe Brunner, the left guard, 6'5", 317, redshirt junior from Whitefish Bay. Ryan Corey, a redshirt freshman, one of three in the offensive line. Corey will get the starting call, 6'4", 308. Colin Coverly is the right guard, redshirt freshman out of LaGrangeville, New York. Emerson Mandel, redshirt freshman out of Mounds View, Minnesota. He is the right tackle. Lance Mason is the tight end. 9 catches, 122 yards. 7 of those catches, 102 of those yards, and a touchdown coming 2 weeks ago against Middle Tennessee. The receivers are Vinny Anthony, had a 95-yard kick return for a touchdown at Alabama last week. Chris Brooks, 6'2", redshirt junior out of St. Louis. In the slot is Tretch Kekahuna, 5'10", 185-pound redshirt sophomore out of Honolulu. Dylan Jones, first up in the running back position, 6 feet tall, redshirt freshman. Big game for him, you would think. He is from Laurel, Maryland, averaging 4.6 yards per carry, 29 totes for 134 yards and a touchdown. You'll see Darion Dupree and Cade Iacomelli rotating in there as well. And in line to start is Billy Edwards, the former Maryland Terrapin, 6'3", 228 pounds, fifth-year senior out of Springfield, Virginia. Was out there, albeit briefly, on opening night against Miami. Went down with an injury in the first half. Danny O'Neill at the ready. Both have been repping throughout the course of the week, but Edwards is in line to get the starting call here today. And those are your U.S. Bank starting lineups. It's the Wisconsin Badgers and the Maryland Terrapins here at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. The Badgers have won the first four meetings between these two programs. Let's find out together how matchup number 5 unfolds today. Coming up, the opening kickoff presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Catch a win at the Midwest Premier Casino Hotel. Pottawatomie, it's meant to be. This is Badger football from Learfield.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
At Compeer Financial, we are here for you. As a member-owned cooperative deeply committed to the people in our ag industry and the rural communities we call home, Compeer provides the financial products, services, and support you need to thrive. Compeer Financial, here for you. Call 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com to explore ag lending and other financial services today. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2025, all rights reserved.
Matt LePay for Steinhoffels. Since 1934, Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's go-to for quality furniture, name-brand mattresses, and unbeatable service. As a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, Steinhoffels is helping you gear up for game day. September 26th through the 28th, spend $1,999 or more at any Wisconsin Steinhoffels store and get a $100 University Bookstore gift card, perfect for picking up the latest Badgers gear. Relax, it's Steinhoffels.
It's Ford Truck Month in the state of Wisconsin, where we tailgate in sub-zero temps, spend our Friday nights at the old fish fry, and rely on the number one truck brand in Wisconsin to make it happen. Only in Wisconsin. Only in a Ford. Time to save big on the trucks that are made for our state. Truck Month starts now.
Based on S&P Global Mobility Retail U.S. new vehicle registrations for the truck vehicle type CYTD December 2024.
Happy Game Day and National Ag Day from Case IH. Just like the Badgers train with championship-level equipment, our compact tractors and utility equipment are built tough to handle whatever your land demands. From family farms to home fields, we're here to help you succeed on every acre that matters. Visit caseih.com to learn more about our commitment to agriculture and Wisconsin. Go Badgers!
Chop the pin!
Hey, Badger fans, whether you're tailgating before kickoff or celebrating a big win, grab a can of Bubbler Antioxidant Sparkling Water at your local Piggly Wiggly. With naturally sourced caffeine, 0 grams of sugar, and natural colors and flavors, Bubbler will keep your energy up for all four quarters so you can stay refreshed, energized, and ready to jump around. Find your favorite flavor at Piggly Wiggly today. Bubbler is a proud partner of the Wisconsin Badgers.
Piggly Wiggly, shop the pig!
Have you thanked a farmer today? Wisconsin's nearly 59,000 farms contribute over $116 billion annually to our state's economy and over 350,000 jobs. Today's game against Maryland marks the 12th annual Celebrate Agriculture game for the University of Wisconsin and is sponsored by Cleary Building Corp, Culver's, Case IH, and Compeer Financial. Thank you to our sponsors for making the Celebrate Agriculture game possible.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, it's time for Badger football.
Stretch to the 20, 10, 5, touchdown Wisconsin. Stretch Kekahuna to the house.
That's just what we do or how we do it. Remember, it's who you do it with. We're family, baby.
And down he goes. Cheeks gets to the quarterback.
You got to come out here. You got to compete. You got to make each other better.
Throws left side for Branch. Yeah. It is picked off by Preston Zachman.
Remember our goal. It's right around the corner.
As the Badgers deliver the knockout punch here in the fourth quarter.
Today's game is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and respected contractors. Learn more at join139.com. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Now, with the call of the game, here's Mark Tauscher and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good morning from Barry Alvarez Field at Camp Randall Stadium alongside Mark Tauscher, Patrick Kerr, Mike Heller, Dave McCann, our engineer, and Aisha Jackson. Back in our network studio, this is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin football, and we welcome you to the start of the Big Ten season as the Badgers host the Maryland Terrapins. Before we get started, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Maryland comes to town with a 3-0 record. Non-conference wins against Florida Atlantic, Northern Illinois, and Towson. The Badgers are 2-1. Home field wins against Miami and Middle Tennessee, and a rough one last Saturday in Tuscaloosa against the Alabama Crimson Tides. Now the Badgers get home, trying to get right and trying to start the Big Ten season on a winning note. And with that, it's time for our Construction Business Group Keys to the Game. Wisconsin operating engineers, build your career. Join 139.com. What do you have for today's keys, Stiles?
So, I would come out and say the obvious, which is getting able to run the football and do some things on the ground. We have not been able to do that. But I think at this point where we're at, this defense needs to be the catalyst for this football team. And Maryland has a really talented freshman quarterback that is going to make some plays, but I believe is also going to have – you're going to give your defense some opportunities to make plays. So I think the defense the first 2 weeks was dynamite. Last week did a really nice job. I know it's not the greatest compliment. They did a really good job stopping the run. They couldn't stop the pass. Well, today I think keeping Washington in the pocket and being able to get after him with our edge and with our